not going to be before you long. We've got communion here shortly, and but we want to give you a word from the Lord. Is that all right?
Amen.
Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn with us to the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse number 3, Genesis 5 and 3. There you will find our assignment. So good, amen, to have this musician with us today. He's Brother John, Minister John, went out of town, and he's our backup, amen. I'll tell you what, he went to playing, I almost threw something at him, amen. So we thank God for him, amen. Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse number 3, when you've gotten it, rest of your feet. Genesis 5 and 3. Genesis 5 and 3. Amen. Genesis, the 5th chapter, verse number 3. It reads, Adam lived 130 years and begat a son in his own likeness, after his image, and called his name Seth. Let us bow our heads. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you now. We're thanking you for another day's journey, and it is another day's journey, and we're glad. God, I pray that you would just allow your word to just flow in this place today. Somebody came with a question. Somebody came with a problem that they cannot solve. But you are an all-sufficient God. God, you're able to deliver and deliver on time. God, I pray that not only that, but as the word of God is preached, that lost and disenfranchised soul can find a glimmer of hope that only comes from your word. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. To the wise, God, until they will come to the altar saying, what must I do to be saved? And God, finally, when the service is over, let some hearts say it was good for us to be here. We appreciate you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, amen. 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 I want you to look over at your neighbor if they would look at you. Amen. Sometimes we have neighbors that don't want to look at us. But I want you to look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
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 Tell them, say, you look just like your daddy. You look just like your daddy. I'm going to work with this. God gave me this message on Friday. Began to minister to me, and well, actually, last night, amen. It's amazing how you can start out the week thinking you're going to minister on something, and then God just changes things, all because one person decided they was coming to church. He'll changes the whole message around so that he could minister to one person. On last night, he ministered to me, and he had me to go and do a search, and he wanted me to search the mold or the casting. And I began to do an internet search, and I found that the casting, C-A-S-T-I-N-G, is a manufacturing process. stay with me, in which a liquid material is poured into a mold, which contains a hollow cavity of the desired shape. Watch this now. And then allowed to solidify. The solidified part is then broken or ejected to reveal the desired image. I read that this process is used when you want it more of a large quantity of a given object. So they took the mold and they poured the liquid in it, and they begin to make not just one glass from the mold. They could make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 glasses, all of them identical and looking alike. By creating the mold, they were able to mass produce in large quantities the desired object. I want you to go with me because I'm taking you somewhere. I said, yes, God. I said, I see. I understand. But it was then that God began to minister to me and began to tell me and show me how that there is a flip side to the mold. Somebody said, preach, Holy Ghost. There's a flip side to the mold. In other words, God began to say to me, he said, watch this now. It was after Adam and Eve had fallen in the garden into sin that the mold or the shape or the cast became flawed. It was after they said no to God and yes to the devil that the mold or the casting became flawed. And I need you to know that when the mold or the casting became flawed, it caused a projection or production rather problem throughout all generations. In one instance, it was Jesus that spoke up and said, you look just like your father, the devil. He said he was a lie from the beginning. Look over at your neighbor and ask him, neighbor, do you look like your daddy? I'm trying to take you somewhere. Go with me. I'm trying to take you somewhere. So it was when Adam and Eve fell in the garden that they were expelled from the garden with a flaw in the mold. Because we find that in Genesis 5 and 3 that Adam's son was born in his own likeness. We find that Adam's son was born in his own likeness. Adam's son was born in his own likeness. But understand, if you will, Adam was born in the likeness of God. But when he sinned, when he messed up, he caused a flaw in the casting or the mold, so that when Seth was born, Seth was not born in the likeness of God. Seth was born in the likeness of Adam. I feel like preaching just a little bit of that. You see, because that caused a problem. Look over at somebody and tell them that caused a problem. That caused a problem because when he sinned, when he messed up, it caused a problem from that point forward. Because now instead of being created in the likeness of God, he is created in the likeness of his fallen father. And throughout generations, men have born children who have been a pattern after the flawed mold. And we bear their sin nature. We bear the flaw. Just the other day, I was at work and we were making copies of a particular project. And somehow, some way, somebody smudged the ink on one of the pages. And when they did that, everything that was copied after that had the problem, the flaw that was made on the paper. How many times have you heard people say, he looked just like his daddy? How many times have you heard people say, you are a split image of your mama? They said that because when they look at the person, they see their daddy or they see their mother. And oftentimes we hear people say, all because my daddy was, I am this. All because my daddy was mean. Oh, I feel like preaching it here. I'm mean. All because my daddy would cut you. Y'all ain't talking to me here. I've got this attitude or this demeanor about me. All because I was created from the flawed mold. Who am I preaching to in here? All throughout history, the process is repeating itself. The flaw is there. And it's repeating itself. Generation after generation is repeating itself. Suicidal tendencies. Granddaddy had it. Now, four generations down the road, it's still there. The sin nature is still there, visiting generation after generation. You look just like your daddy. Oh, God Almighty. I'm almost there. And then I found that there was something interesting. There was a clear example of the way that these sin tendencies are passed from the father to the son when we look at the story of Abraham and Isaac. The Bible says in Genesis 20:1 that Abraham journeyed thence toward the south country and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur and sojourned into Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. I need you to understand that in this text we find that Sarah, even though she was old, was still fine. Oh, I feel like preaching just a little bit. Even though she had got to be an old lady, she still looked good. Some of y'all older women, you might all say amen right there, amen. And Abraham knew that when he entered into the south country, that he was going to have some problems. So Abraham began to stretch the truth. Y'all ain't talking to me. Abraham knew that Abimelech, that when he looked upon his wife, that he was going to want to add her to his trophy case. So Abraham began to devise a plan. Look at somebody and tell him, don't mess with that. Amen. He began to devise a plan. And Abraham began to say to Sarah, when we get there, I want you to tell them that I am your brother. So if you tell them that I'm your brother, then they would treat me nicely. But if you tell me that I am your wife, then they're going to take my life so that they could get with you. Are you with me in here? And the Bible says that sure enough, when she got there, that Abimelech took her as one of his concubines. Watch this. Abraham, you know, the father of Isaac. Abraham, here he was. He stretched the truth. He stretched the truth in the midst of adversity. Here he was, you know, his seed was destined to be great. How many of y'all know when God is in your life, when God has his hands on your life, you don't have to make up nothing. How many of y'all know when God's hand has purposed something and the calling of God is in your life, you ain't got to lie about nothing. Don't you know that if you are anointed, the anointing has a way of taking care of you? I learned a long time ago that God would not place you nowhere. God would not put you in no predicament, that the calling or the anointing of God that's on your life cannot get you out of. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, tell it like it is. You see, Abraham was willing to tell a half-truth and allow his wife to be raped by a heathen king in order to save his own life. Reach over and touch somebody and tell them, you look just like your daddy. So here he was, laying a foundation. There was a flaw in the mold. Sin was taking its toll. Everybody know that any sin that is left unrepented will cause you problems down the road. Oh yeah, you might can get out of it, but you can get yourself into something that's worse than what you would have had if you would have told the truth. Who am I preaching to in here? So Abraham passed this sin tendency of the seat on to his son. Look at somebody and tell him it's got to stop somewhere. Aren't you tired of carrying that flaw? Aren't you tired of carrying that name, that image? Don't you want to be greater? Aren't you tired of folks saying, you know, I love my daddy. My daddy's gone on home, but I love my daddy. But my daddy had some issues. Oh, y'all ain't talking to me there. I said, my daddy had some issues. And your daddy has some issues, and your mama has some issues. But at some point in your life, you need to you need to learn how to stop and block it. You need to learn how to change it. You need to learn how to declare that today is a brand new day. Can't go through life carrying the burdens of sin. Do I have a witness in here? Ooh, I'm almost there. So Abraham passed this tendency to his son. In Genesis, the 26th chapter, we read that Isaac, the son of Abraham and Sarah, faced a famine where Isaac lived, and he went south in search of food. He also went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, and Isaac dwelled in Gerar. History is repeating itself. In the 7th chapter we read, and the men of the place asked him of his wife. And listen to what he said. Isaac said, "She is my sister." Because he feared to say that she's my wife, because they were going to take his life. Can't you see what sin would do? Can't you see how it travels through generations? Do you want to pass this on to your son? Do you want to pass this on to your daughter? There was a flaw in the mold. That's why the Bible declares that at some point in our life, we must change. We must turn. We must choose. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Oh, God Almighty. I don't want to look like my daddy. I don't want to walk like my daddy. I don't want to act like my daddy. I'll give up all of that so that I can act like and walk like God. Oh, do I have a witness in here? Oh, yeah. So it is my prayer that God, when, and I'm through. I'm not going to be long. That God, when you see me acting out of fashion, and God, you see me doing something that is not right, if you don't mind, could you place me back on the mold? Could you place me back in the potter's hand? Can you mold me again? Help me out there, my friend. Can you change who I am? Do I have a witness in here? Because I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through life thinking I'm one way, and folks look at me as being another. Has there ever been a time in your life when you thought you looked good? Oh, y'all might well go with me. And everybody around you saw you through a different eye. Do I have a witness in here? Has ever been a time in your life when you thought you smelled good? Y'all might as well go with me. And everybody else was turning up the nose. I stopped by here to let you know that you don't longer have to look like your daddy, which is sin. But the God that we serve want to put you back together again. Do I have a witness? Somebody shout glory. But the Bible declared that there was a work that was on the wheel, and the potter began to look at the work on the wheel. And after a while, he saw a problem in the mold. Come on in here, somebody. I don't know about you,
but I'm living this life for God. It ain't about you. It's all about the kingdom. Do I have a witness in here? I ain't ashamed to admit that every now and then I get off key. I ain't ashamed to admit that every now and then I lose my self-control. But it is my prayer that when I get off key, God don't let me wallow in my mess. Do I have a witness in there? But if it's all right with you, send me back down to the potter's house. Somebody say, yeah. Mold me. Mold me. Mold me. Make me again. Do I have a witness in here? Is there anybody in here that haven't looked at yourself and you didn't like the way you look, and you said, God, if you don't mind, can you make me again? Make me again. Fashion me. Hold me in your hand until I can see better. Hold me in your hand until I can walk better. Hold me in your hand till I can love right. Hold me in your hand till I can live right. Hold me in your hand till I can talk right. Can I You don't have to look like your daddy. You don't have to carry that curse from generation. You can look like your heavenly Father. It can stop right here. You don't have to act like that. You don't have to talk like that. You don't have to live like that. It can stop right here. It can change. But you got to be willing to say, Lord, can I just pick up the pieces and start my life over again? I don't like the way I am. Have you ever went to the mirror and looked at the mirror and looked at you? And there is no amount of mascara that can cover up wrong. You can take that wig off and put this wig on. Did I say wig? But at the end of the day, it's still you. God, I'm tired. I don't want to be this way. I don't want to live like this. There's got to be a better way.
Yes, Lord.
I've been acting like children, Lord. Can you just help me start over again? Can you put me back on the mold? Put me on the wheel and just The Bible said that the object that was in the potter's hand, it said he marred it. And he began to make again another vessel. God wants to restore you. God wants to change you. He wants to turn your whole life around. You don't have to continue in the shape that you're in, trying to find someone to love you for you. Have you ever heard somebody say, if you just got to know me, you would love me? But he wants to change you. He wants to make you new. He wants to make you all better. The flaw is in the mold, so you can't continue like you are. But you must start over. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I'm preaching to somebody. There's somebody in this place today that you're tired. Matter of fact, on this week, you looked at yourself, you looked at your situation, you looked at your circumstances, you looked at your life, and you said, I don't know how I ended up right here. But I don't like being here. And the devil will tell you that here is all right, but let me share something with you. You was there last year, and you're still here this year, and if you don't make a change today, you're going to be at that same place next year. Because change does not come easy. It involves that you do something. And today is the day that you change your life. Do it for you. Do it for God. Do it for the seed that comes out of your loins from this generation forth. Change it for the better.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Here is your opportunity. If you're in this place today and God has ministered to you, and you're ready for a change, I want you to come. Not gonna bag you. You know who you are.
Falling in love.
You know what your situations are saying.
Jesus.
Today is your day.
Falling in love.
Today is your day. You ain't got to continue in the shape that you're in.
Falling in love with Jesus. That's the best thing I've ever.
Let God fix you. Let it be a brand new day.
Falling in love.
Will there be another? Will there be another?
Falling in love with Jesus.
You ain't got to leave the same way you came.
Falling in love.
Will there be another?
With Jesus.
What's the
best thing I've ever done?
Come on, do inventory right there where you were. Do inventory.
In love with Jesus.
Falling in love.
Falling in love.
Today I change.
With Jesus.
Today I break the curse.
Falling in.
Today is the day.
Jesus, that's the best thing I've ever done.
in his arms.
In his arms.
I feel.
I feel protected.
In his arms.
In his arms.
Never disconnected. Last call. This is your day.
With Jesus.
You prayed for this day.
Falling in love.
You prayed for this day.
With Jesus. Falling in love. With Jesus. Was the best thing I've ever done.
Amen. Each one of you standing here, I got a word for you. All because of your act of faith. All because you realize that you don't want to continue to live your life in the fashion that you were living. Jesus is here at the altar to help you. He's here to bring you from a mighty long way. If you can be honest with him, today, situations is going to change in your life. The sin mold, the flaw, is about to change.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
That can't help it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Is about to change. Because he stands at the altar to meet your need. To meet your need. If you're sincere, if you're serious about God, God is getting ready to change some stuff in your life. Come in and let me pray for you. Come in there. And y'all get her attention. Come in. I want to pray with you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I just saw you. I just saw you. I just saw you in the spirit. The devil's going to fight you on every corner. But today, change has come to your house. Change has come to your house. You're not happy with where your life is. You're not happy with what your situations and your circumstances. You had dreams, you had visions of where you wanted your life to be. But today I stand on the unction of the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, it's not over. It's not over. It's not. There's still an opportunity. Because as long as you got breath in your body, God can turn things around. I'm going to touch and I'm going to agree with you right now that God is going to turn some things in your life. I want to warn you. Because some folks that you thought was your friends is getting ready to fall off. I want to warn you. Because sometimes the journey requires you to walk all by yourself in order to get where you're supposed to be in life. But if you're willing to accept that, I take Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost, I touch and I agree with her right now. It's a new day. I speak a new day over her life.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. A new day. Change has come to your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I take Jesus and I consecrate your mind, your body, and your soul for the journey ahead. In the name of Jesus. God, I thank you because your hand is over her life. The devil couldn't kill her because your hand is over her life. Come out with your blood.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Father, oh God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yeah, 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 yeah. In Jesus' name. Yes, yes. In Jesus' name. A new day, a new day, a new day. Come on, lift your hands and begin to worship him in this place. 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 Begin to worship him. He's in the building.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's in the building.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Yes.
Lift your hands, lift your hands. Those that are standing up here. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for him right now.
Thank you, Lord God.
I speak a new day.
Yes.
I speak a change over their lives. Oh God, by the power of your word,
yes.
I take the anointing right now that their lives can be changed. God, as they heard the word, and the word of God has changed the mindset, I speak a new day. I speak a change in their situation. Oh, yes, yes, yes. As they leave this place today, they're going to leave in another way. We appreciate you, God.
Yes, Lord.
We give you the praise.
Thank you.
Old things have passed away.
Yes, yes.
And behold, all things are new. Are new. I said it's 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 new. I speak a change. I speak a change. I speak a change. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. A new day. 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 Walk in your new day. Walk in your change. 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 It's a new day. It's a new day. You got to speak it over your life. It's a new day. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Old things are passed away. It's a new day. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day. It's a new day.
It's coming my way. It's the season of power and prosperity.
It's a new day.
It's a new season coming to me.
Reach over and look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Now I
know. That I can look like,
my Heavenly Father.
My Heavenly Father. Don't have to look like what I come out of.
Yes, yes.
Don't have to look like what I've been and where I've been.
Yes.
I can look like my Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Because he makes
all things new. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready to take our Holy Communion. Minister Kingsley, would you will read that scripture for us? And while he's reading that scripture, as you sit in the pews where you are, listen to the words that's being read and examine yourself. We don't want to take the Lord's Supper unworthy. If there's anything that you need to write, write it with God right now, that we may be worthy to eat at this table. Minister Kingsley.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
How many of you were touched by the words by our bishop? Amen. Amen. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when ye come together to eat, tarry one for another.
Yes.
And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that ye come not together unto condemnation, and the rest will I set in order when I come. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh,
one day when I was lost,
he died upon the cross.
And I know
it
was the blood for me.
Well, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, one day
when I was lost,
he died upon
the cross. And I know
it
was the blood for me.
Yes, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
And I know
it was the blood for
me.
Well, one day
when I was lost,
he died
on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me.
Well, they whipped him all night long. They whipped him. They whipped him all night
long
for
me.
Whoa, one
day when I was lost, he died on the cross. And I know it was the blood for me.
Well, the blood came streaming down. The blood came streaming down.
And I know.
Hallelujah. The Bible declares that on the same night of which he was betrayed, he took the bread and he gave thanks. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for the bread that represents your body that was broken for us. This do we in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen. And he said, take, eat, this is my body that was broken for you. Amen. The blood for me. Oh, one day
when I was born,
he died upon the cross.
And I know
it was a blood
for me.
Well, the blood for me. Oh, one day
when I was born,
he died upon the cross.
And I know
and afterward he took the fruit of the vine and he gave thanks. Father, we thank you right now for the fruit of the vine. This we do in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Take, drink. This is my blood that was shed for you. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again for me. Oh, one day
when I was born, he died.
And I know
it was the blood for me.
Well, the blood
for me.
Oh, one day
He died. And I know
it was the blood for me. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Look at your neighbor and tell him, I know it was the blood. Amen. Ain't no doubt in my mind. I know it was the blood. Amen. Amen. God bless you, precious people. Amen. We thank God for you. Thank God for coming out and worshiping with us today. Amen. Do we have any business cards, deacons? Amen. Amen. Thank God for each one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Ain't it just good to be in the house of God?
Yes.
Amen. 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 At this time, amen, we're going to, let me go ahead and get some remarks from our guest ministers, amen. My friend, amen, all the way from Savannah, Georgia, amen. Pastor Woods, amen. Would you come and address us, my friend? Thank you, sir. God bless you. Yes.
We are all one body in Christ
Jesus. Yes, yes.
What time can we have together? The world may get share of joy, but there's no joy like a joy in the house of the Lord.
Yes. That's right. That's right.
He does not need fans.
That's right. Say it again.
Fans come to be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's Amen. Right. That's right.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
You don't pause to lift the word.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yes.
And this will truly have that word.
Yes, yes.
God bless you. God will
teach
you.
Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Woods. Amen. Also, we got Pastor Brown, amen, from Lionville. Amen. Amen. Pastor Brown, would you come and address us? Amen. Amen.